A thick, living, apricot-coloured moss absorbed every footfall. Joshua walked over to the top of the stairs without a word, trying to take it all in. The wall ahead of him, some 30 meters long and 10 high, was a single window. It showed him a seabed. Tranquility had a circumfluous saltwater reservoir at its southern end, like all Edenist habitats. In keeping with the size of the habitat, it was some 8 kilometers wide and 200 meters deep at the center, more sea than lake. Both coastlines were a mix of sandy coves and high cliffs. An archipelago of islands and atolls ran all the way around it. Joshua realized the apartment must be at the foot of one of the coastal cliffs. He could see sand stretching into dark blue distance, half-buried boulders smothered beneath crustaceans, long ribbons of red and green fronds waving idly. Shoals of small colorful fish were darting about. Caught in the vast spill of light from the window, they looked like jeweled ornaments. He thought he saw something large and dark swimming around the boundary of light. The breath came out of him in an amazed rush. "How did you get this place?" There was no immediate answer. He turned to see Ione standing behind him, eyes closed, head tilted back slightly, as if in deep contemplation. She took a deep breath and slowly opened her eyes to show the deepest ocean-blue irises, an enigmatic smile on her lips. "It's the one Tranquility assigned me," she said simply. "I never knew there were any here that you could ask for, and these furnishings." Her smile turned mischievous, and she was suddenly all little girlish again. It was her hair, he thought. All the girls he knew in Tranquility had long, perfectly arranged hair. With her short, shaggy style, she looked almost elfin and supremely sexy. "I told you I was an heiress," she said. "Yes, but this... You like it?" "I'm afraid of it. I think I've been scavenging in the wrong place." "Come on." She held out her hand. He took her proffered fingers in a light grip. "Where are we going?" "To get what you came for." "What's that?" She grinned, pulling him away from the stairs along the reception area to the wall at the end. Another muscle membrane in one of the alcoves parted. "Me," she said. It was a bedroom, circular, with a curving window band looking into the sea, its polyp ceiling hidden by drapes of dark red fabric. In the middle of the floor was a crater filled with perfectly clear jelly and covered by a thin rubbery sheet, silk pillows lining the rim, and Ione was standing very close. They kissed. He could feel her shiver slightly as his arms went round her. Heat began to seep into his body. "Do you know why I wanted you?" she said. "No." He was kissing her throat, hands sliding across her blouse to cup her breasts. "I've watched you," Ione whispered. Joshua broke off, fondling her breasts, and stared at her, the dreamy expression. "You and all those beautiful rich girls, you're an excellent lover, Joshua. Did you know that?" "Yeah, thanks." "Jesus, she's watched me. When?" The night before last had been pretty wild, but he didn't remember anyone else joining them, although knowing Dominique it was highly possible. "Hell, but I must have been smashed out of my skull." Ione tugged at his jacket sash, opening the front. "You wait for the girls to climax. You want them to enjoy it. You make them enjoy it." She kissed his sternum, tongue licking the ridges of his pectoral muscles. "That's very rare, very bold." Her words and deeds were acting like the devil's own stimulant program, sending a sparkling phantom fire shooting down his nerves to invade his groin and send his heart racing. He felt his cock growing incredibly hard as his breathing turned harsh. Ione's blouse came open easily under his impatient hands, and he pushed it off her shoulders. Her breasts were high and nicely rounded with large areole, only a shade darker than her tan. He sucked on a nipple, fingers tracing the sleek muscle tone of her abdomen, eliciting indrawn hisses. Hands clutched and clawed at the back of his neck. He heard his name being called, the delight in her voice. They fell onto the bed together, the jelly substance under the sheet undulating wildly. The two of them rode the turbulent waves which their own threshing limbs whipped up. Entering her was sheer perfection. She was delectably responsive and strong. Sinuous. He had to use his neural mnemonics to restrain his body, making sure he remained in control. His secret glee. That way he could wait, despite her furious pleading shouts. Wait, as she strained and twisted sensually against him. Wait and provoke and prolong. Until the orgasm convulsed her, and a jubilant screech burst out of her mouth. Then he cancelled the artificial prohibitions, allowing his body to spend itself in frenzied bliss, gloating at her wide-eyed incredulity, as his semen surged into her in a long, exultant consummation.